Blog Talk Radio.
The champ is here! The champ is here!
my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
To say the black of the best, the sweeter the juice, I say the darker flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady that make the baby. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up.
Gotta keep your head up. Jay Christmas West's new Twitch show. We're having some technical difficulties beginning the show, but we're on now.
Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, everybody. All the new Twitch show listeners. I was about to do the show from my telephone. I promise you I was.
It's been a rough morning for me.
I see. I don't know how rough it could be. I'm not gonna put your business out there, but I don't know how rough it could be when you hit me up at like 10:04. I'm just saying.
pretty damn rough. But we're here, another Tuesday.
Well, did Gigi wake you up at 4 o'clock in the morning because she wanted to be let outside?
No, because I started locking her out the door. I don't even let her in my bedroom at night because she likes to bother people.
Well, I fell asleep on a couch, and I had a dog, and you know, I'm dog-sitting right now. All because I just felt a dog's head laying on my back. And he wanted to wake me up, but he probably just didn't want to be rough about it. And he started, like, sniffing my ear and stuff, and that woke me up. He wanted to be let outside. It's like when I woke up, he got excited. Like, yes, you're up. All right, let me out.
You know. Yay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons that I've never invested in a dog, because I just don't have that energy to wake up early in the morning for a walk. It's just a lot associated with dogs that I just don't have the time to do, or not willing to invest the time to do.
Well, I love dogs. You know, everybody knows me, knows I love all animals, but I love dogs. I've grown up with dogs my entire life, and you know, I enjoy dogs. They're funny. A lot of especially if you have a dog personality, it's funny. But welcome to one of the last live Tuesday morning shows we'll have for a little while. Excuse me, I'm clearing my throat. Give me 2 seconds. Give me 2 seconds.
You big dummy.
One of the last live shows we'll have for a little while. I didn't want any dead air, so I wanted to put something in there. Because, of course, you know, Miss West and I have different endeavors that we need to take grasp of for a little while before we can come back and give you our 100%. So, we're here and we'll figure out how we're gonna broadcast to you in the near future. But for right now, you're gonna enjoy us. We're here. We in here. We ain't going nowhere. Nobody asked us to. All right. So, Miss West,
what's
I haven't
that?
Asked you this in a while. We said we were gonna stop doing this, but I'm going to ask you anyway, just because I want to. It's one of our last live shows for a little while. How's your week been?
It has been trying, okay? It's just been, but you know what? It seems, and if this stands true, that this continues to happen every year. Every time I'm about to go on a nice vacation, I just get BS back to back. Like, everything in the world just seems to happen or go wrong or go left, or it's always something. So that's my life right now. Just everything wants to decide that, yeah, I'm just not going to act right.
Now, you're about to go away at the end of the month, correct?
At the end of August, yeah.
And, oh, that's right. We're not in August yet. End of August.
End of August.
Take me with you, please.
I would. And you know, if you could fit in my suitcase, you're more than welcome.
You got a big suitcase?
Pretty big. Pretty big. If you can squeeze them between the shoes and bathing suit, you're totally invited.
Oh, that's why I got squeezed into the shoes and the bathing suits, huh? Small, but I ain't that small. It ain't gonna happen. I don't know how many shoes you like to bring with you, but hey, whatever. Ms. West, so well, I'm sorry to hear that bad things are happening right before you want to take your vacation. It's not anything that's gonna keep you from going on taking your vacation, is it?
Oh, hell no. Oh,
okay.
No. It's not something that serious. It's just things, it's life, it happens, and you adapt, you handle it, and you keep it moving. I'm used to it, honestly, at this point, because it never fails. It never fails. The month before I go, it never fails. It's like God's playing a trick on me. It's his own sick sense of humor, saying, oh, you're really going to enjoy this one. So,
well, that very well could be what it is, going put you through trying times before you have your relaxation time. That when if you have relaxation time before you go into relaxation time, then it just ain't gonna feel as well.
Yeah, I figure that.
Good.
That makes sense. So that's how I look at it.
That's like going into a sport and winning the championship every year. You really don't know what the struggle is. It doesn't feel as good unless you had some type of struggle first. You really don't know what the success really feels like. That's it. That's my Quasimodo moment of the day.
No, I definitely feel you. I definitely feel you. So I've seen that through social media that you've been frequenting some poker games. How's that going for you?
Yeah, I do. Of course, everybody knows I'm a big fan of poker. Shout out to my man Germ. He kind of taught me how to play. Shout out to my man Rich, who kind of introduced me to the game. It's going well. It could be better. I've had some disappointing finishes last couple weeks. I think my best finish was like an eighth place finish. I think it was like last Monday or something like that. So, it's been okay. Let me tell you though. I went last Thursday. And I'm gonna try to set up the scene for you. I go last Thursday, right? And I walk in there. It's about six. I'm late. It's me and a couple of friends, and we're late. Okay, that's just what happens sometimes. And I walk in there, and I see this person, and for some reason this person stood out to me. They're wearing this blouse, and I see this person. I'm like, wow, okay. And they don't look too well. This lady doesn't look too well. And later on in the night, I realized it was a man. It was an older white gentleman, balding. I mean, he had the white version of the George Jefferson. I guess you call it like the Mr. Burns, the Simpsons Mr. Burns haircut.
Who does that?
He had on a blouse, a Vera Bradley bag, lady pants, lady shoes with heels on them, jewelry, the whole nine.
Fully decked out woman.
Fully decked. I don't know if he was gay, cross dresser, homosexual. I don't know. I don't know what all the categories are, and there, but it was.
Is it possible to be a cross dresser without being gay?
No idea. No clue.
We need to get more versed in our gay relations.
I guess. Tell them a little bit more about it. If that's the angle we need to take, then, I'll follow your lead on that. But, I don't know. I mean, he seemed like he talked like a regular dude. He didn't have the accent, the gay accent or anything like that.
He didn't have one. To Wong Fu. Thanks for everything.
I've never seen that movie.
Seriously, so, Jackie?
I've never watched that movie.
Wow.
I mean, who was it? It was Wesley Snipes, Patrick Swayze, and John Leguizamo.
Yeah. Yeah. You know the whole cast.
Yeah, I remember it coming out. Like I remember, and it was like it's kind of like a big deal, like to see these guys, and then they were like. I don't know, were they gay? Were they playing women? What were they?
Honestly, I think that they were gay. They never really pushed that side of it. It more so was focused on them, their cross-dressing lifestyle. But I think that they were gay because I remember one part when Leguizamo they were telling him to stay away from somebody because, they didn't want anybody to find out that they were men. So, that movie was amazing as a child. It was just one of those, I still watch it to today. If I see it come on TV, then I always watch it.
Well, that's one movie I've never seen. Excuse me, that's one movie. Wow, that was rude. Just starting on that out of nowhere. That's one movie I've never seen. I can't really say I have. I'm going to need you to turn your alerts off as well.
I'm doing that as we speak.
We need you to make that happen. All these Uggins out here, look here. She's busy for the next, hour and a half, okay? She's busy. Get at her later. Anywho, I've never had, you know, I never really, you know, had the desire to see that movie. And there's a movie on the other side of that coin that, you know, you would think I really would want to see, but I never really had a desire to see either, was Coyote Ugly, which was like the models being bartenders or something like that. Some crazy movie. So, I mean, you know, one day I'll see both those movies, but I don't even remember what got us on that topic. Oh, the guy in the pogrom. Yeah, so he was in there, and it really threw me off when I realized, you know, it was a guy, because what happened was when I saw him, he was at a table. And as the tournament was consolidating, he ended up sitting next to me. And it just felt like when he walked over, they said, "Hey, Dr. such and such." Like, I don't know if he was really a doctor, if they called him doctor something, you know what I mean? Like Dr. J. You know, he wasn't a real doctor, but they called him doctor. So, but it really threw me for a little bit. It really threw me off. And I almost had to bite a hole in my lip to not laugh at the dude. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, the first 5 minutes, I wanted to laugh so hard because it was real funny to me. I don't know why it was so funny to me, but it just was. I probably because I think when I first saw him, of course, I thought maybe it was a lady. But when I did realize it was a man before I sat down, I thought maybe he didn't realize he was wearing a woman's shirt.
How do you not realize that?
I don't know. But, you know, older cat, you know, I mean, he wasn't like, you know, decrepit old, but he was an older cat. And maybe he just put on a shirt and just didn't realize it. Like, I don't think he had on, like, earrings and stuff. So before I knew he had on the shoes and the bag and the pants, I thought that maybe he just didn't realize he had on a woman's shirt. Honest to God, truth, that's really what I thought. Maybe he doesn't know he has on a woman's shirt. So when it became apparent to me, when he was over there, he had a bag. And mind you, like I said, he sat next to me and his bag hit me in my leg. I was just like, you know what? This is too funny. I almost had to bite a hole in my doggone lip. Oh, man. So, yeah, to answer your question, you know, I love playing poker. I actually take it semi-seriously now, Miss West. I really do. I'm going to look to make some money playing poker. Not to base my entire income off of poker winnings, but I do realize that, you know, money can be made. There are professional poker players that we don't know. That just because they're not famous doesn't mean they're not professional poker. A professional poker player, what I've learned, is just somebody that decided that they're just going to play poker all the time for money.
And it doesn't mean that they're not living, you know, enjoying a lucrative success from it either. There are a lot of people that are getting some pretty nice bucks from playing cards.
Oh, yeah. Definitely are. And those are the more popular ones. And there are some professional poker players that, you know, aren't as popular and maybe aren't making, you know, the money that they hope to make. Now, I remember over the past couple of years, because I think I've been playing a couple of years now, one of the second tournaments that I entered, it was the second tournament that I entered ever. And there was a guy that came into this tournament, and I was running really good in this tournament. I mean, in this tournament, I was running, and this was my second, so I didn't really know what I was doing, you know what I'm saying, like, compared to now. Like, I have an idea of what I'm doing. I have a pretty decent idea. I'm not going to say I'm, like, great or really good. And I'll let somebody else say that. I don't know. But compared to then, you know, man, let me just tell you, I was just lucky this one night. There were about 90 to 100-something people in this tournament. The tournament started, like, 11 o'clock at night. But there was this guy. And I ended up putting him out early in the tournament, and he bought back in.
Early.
I put him out early. He bought back into the tournament, and then we were playing at a table. There was two tables left at the time when we met up again. And I beat him on a hand that, when I think about it now, I shouldn't have played. You know, he had me beat. He had, like, ace-king or something like that. I had, like, queen-six. And he had me beat, and he went all in, and I called. And he had me covered, so which means he had more money. He had more chips than me.
Right.
So even... Even if I win, he doesn't get knocked out. Just, you know, double up on mine.
Exactly.
And basically, that's what happened. And he got mad. He got mad as hell that I even played that hand. And that happens quite a bit. That happens quite a bit in the poker community, that people get mad that you play a hand that they feel like you shouldn't have played, and they lose. And they get mad because they play by the book.
Yeah.
I tell people right now, I play by the book sometimes.
Yeah.
Say it again.
I think that happens in pretty much all cards, or for the most part, some, you know, like blackjack. I've had that experience watching, you know, other people get mad at someone because they played a hand that the other person did not think they should play. It's just weird how other people think that they should have some sort of control over your money.
Yeah, absolutely. But I say this, I'm saying it because then I realized that I've played in a few tournaments at that particular casino. And every time I've been in the tournament, he's been in there playing. So I'm kind of thinking that he might do this for a living because it's been at different times of the day or night, and he's been in there playing. And one time when I came in second in the tournament out there, he was at the final table with me. And he caught a couple bad hands. And he caught a couple good hands, but he ended up getting beat on him. And when he got put out, he flipped out and threw his bottle of water across the room against the wall. Snap, he was mad. And he had pair and he got beat by trips. I mean, it is what it is.
Sounds to me like he might have been playing with money he didn't have.
Right.
Besides that, I don't see why you would get to the point of throwing something. I mean, I can understand being upset that you lost. That's going to be natural reaction regardless. But that seems too much.
I agree with you. But then, he bought into the tournament that had just started not too long before he got put out. So he bought right back into another tournament. So he either tries to do this for a living or he has a problem. One or the other. I don't know.
Sounds like both.
I haven't played in a tournament there since I had that second place finish. But one day I will go back in there and play and see if he's in there.
I totally support you, J. Chris, in doing that. You know that I'm a big poker enthusiast, and I would love to see you take home at one point in our life a WSOP bracelet. That would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be nice? I'd love to. Shout out to Daniel Negrin. I was watching the World Series of Poker Asia Pacific tournament. He won. He won his fifth bracelet. The tournament was actually a couple weeks ago. Well, it first aired a couple weeks ago. And it re-aired again last night. So I just wanted to, you know, shout out. I don't think he listens to our show, but I just want to give him a shout out anyway.
What was the take for the winner?
I believe he won something like a little over $1 million.
Nice.
Australian dollars. So I don't know how that translates to our dollars. But, yeah, he won. And the bad thing is, like, he was in the lead for, like, the whole final table. And there were a couple hands where he should have won it, but he just got beat. And they were flashing back to the year before when he was in the WSOP Europe tournament. And he was heads up with this guy. And there were a couple hands that he should have won, and he didn't. And he just ended up getting beat and eventually ended up losing the tournament, came in second place in the tournament, which, you know, he hasn't won a bracelet since 2008. And to be a player of his caliber, for him to not have won a tournament since 08, I mean, not get a bracelet since 08, is kind of, you know, it's kind of, I shouldn't say it's rare because it's poker. Nothing's really rare in poker. But it's, you would expect him to have more by this time, you know, to have one between 08 and now. But he finally won another WSOP bracelet. Shout out to him. Mine is coming one day. I'm going to get one. I promise. I'm gonna keep studying. Keep doing my thing. And Miss West, you too. You'll be doing the same thing.
Gotcha.
So we spoke the other day, and we were talking about some stuff that we want to talk about today. And I have to go through my phone to remember some of the stuff that we were talking about. But I'm just wondering, do you remember some of the stuff we said?
I'm going through my notes right now, but before, just off the top of my head, because this is the last thing I was talking about before I went to bed. Have you listened to the Rick Ross song where he has the insert of Mrs. Gentile, the witness from the Zimmerman trial, voice at the end, and uses her, one of her statements or quotes, I guess you can say, from her interview in the song. Have you listened to
it? I have not heard that, but I do know they're from the same neighborhood. Rick Ross and Rachel Gentile, they're from the same neighborhood. Miami Gardens, yeah.
So I have listened. I actually like the song, and I'm not that big of a Ross fan, but I actually kind of dig the song, and I think more so, I think that Trayvon Martin is going to be iconic for years to come. His name is going to be iconic for years to come, where it's going to make a point for, you know, America just to open our eyes to a lot that goes on, a lot of injustices, et cetera, that happen in multiple communities. So I think that the fact that he went and made that song that will remain in history forever kind of just reassures that his name won't ever go anywhere. So for that, I really get down with it. I feel where you're coming from. And if he is, you know, and if they're from the same neighborhood, then I definitely understand.
I tend to agree with you on the fact that, you know, this will be one of the new, I'm trying to be careful with my words, one of the new iconic-esque situations, i.e. Emmett Till from years back. This might be the new Emmett Till situation. I didn't hear the quote. I would like to hear it. Maybe I can get my hands on it before the show is over.
I think you might want to listen to it first off air before you do that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to bring that to you another day.
Yeah.
We don't
want any problems with anybody.
Right. The situation there in Florida, being that I know people personally from that neighborhood, from that area, Miami Gardens. I know people very close to me, very near and dear to me.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are actually friends with Rick Ross, personal friends with Rick Ross.
Are any of them friends with Zimmerman or mutual friends?
Well,
that's
a totally different neighborhood.
Okay, got you. Oh, yeah, because they were from Miami, right? Like the Miami region, and this happened in a different region of Florida.
That happened in Sanford. Okay. Yeah, so this is, and it kind of, like, in a way, I mean, the neighborhood ain't no different than any other neighborhood probably here in the United States, but when you have someone of the stature of Rick Ross, the stature that he has right now, you kind of, I think, I don't know what the quote is, and I don't know how it's portrayed or anything like that, but I think he probably feels a responsibility to stand up for his community.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked a few weeks ago about how he was talking about the date rape drug, and she ain't even on all like that. And we got on him for that. So we got to commend him for, you know, probably, like I said, I haven't heard it, you heard it, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, for basically standing up for the community and for his community, for his area, for his neighborhood that he grew up in. Shout out to him. And once again, I mentioned it when they announced it. Shout out to Tom Joyner for, you know, offering the girl, you know, helping to get into school and paying her way. You know, she chooses at HBCU. Shout out, because, you know, education is paramount. And, you know, she caught so much flack on social media. And I don't want to make this about, you know, the whole Trayvon Martin deal, but she's caught so much flack in the media, and I just felt bad for the girl. I mean, she's a girl. She's not a grown woman. She's a girl. She's 19 years old, and she's an adult in the eyes of the world. But you know how you were at 19. I know how I was at 19. You know,
yeah,
Miss Wesley.
We all. all of us. We've all went through our not that intelligent phase, or you know, it happens. It's a part of growth. It's that's life. More so, I give credit to Tom Joyner because he led by example, and I think that really stood out to me. That you know, all these people that knew her and didn't know her, celebrities and funny ears, just average people alike, had so much to say about you know her her inadequacy on the stand as far as her grammar, etc. But yet nobody else said, well, you know, what we should do is we should get together and help this black sister out. And he did. So kudos for that.
Absolutely. That's what the community was about a long time ago. And you know, in turn for at least a short time, you know, that's what people are thinking now. Hit us up 347-637-3859 and then press 1 to let us know that you want to speak to us. It'll put you in our caller queue and I'll put you right on. You're listening to the New Twist Show's Jay Chris and Ms. West. Ms. West, the last couple of days, this weather we've had has been beautiful here in the Northeast region of the country, here in Philadelphia. Let's just put it that way.
Amazing. Yeah.
I took a trip down to Silver Spring, Maryland last night, you know, holler at my cousin, talk to him. Weather was beautiful down there. You know, Silver Spring area is a beautiful area.
Yeah.
Have you been able to get out and enjoy it? I know you're a working woman. You're a full-time working woman. You do your thing, you whatever you got to do. Have you been able to get out and enjoy this weather?
If walking around my office building on a lunch break for 30 minutes counts at all, then I would say yes.
Well, I think I would give you that because it's better than just staying inside a stuffy, like, kitchen area to eat your lunch or whatever.
Yeah, and if you saw, you wouldn't want to be there. I've attempted to as much as possible. Again, you know, grown woman here, bills got to be paid, things got to be done, got to stay on the move. Just because it's warm and summertime and you want to get out, you want to hang out, you want to sit out on the stoop, you want to go get a water ice, whatever the case may be, sometimes that's not what works best for your better interest. So, no, I haven't. So, hopefully you have been able to enjoy it for me in the Twist fam because Ms. West has been definitely preoccupied.
Well, I guess I have been able to enjoy it a little bit. When it was very hot a couple weeks ago, I was outside playing basketball, working out. So it's cooler now. I probably should be doing the same thing, keep on doing it. But I haven't. The weather, I mean, it's beautiful. I'm going to enjoy it because this is my last somewhat full week of not working full-time, I guess, because I start my new full-time next week. So this is my last full week of that, or somewhat full because I'm working later on. I'm working Friday night. But I just want to soak it all in because it's been a long time coming for me to, you know, be a full-time. Well, I've been partially employed since 2009. You know, I put my business out there, whatever. Y'all already know. Y'all been listening to us since 2010 or something.
Jay Chris, you are the most working unemployed person ever in the history. Yeah. A man, literally. I have never seen somebody work so much to always say, I don't have a job. You don't. You're the number one freelancer. That is your job.
Well, yeah, it's my job. And those things will change now because the company that I've done most of my freelancing for, I won't be able to do it before because it's also the company that I'm being hired for this full time. So I won't be able to be on two payrolls at the same time, unfortunately. But, you know, the fact that I'm going to be back into the working world. Now, like I said, I haven't had a full-time since 2009, a regular full-time gig. This is going to be, it's almost going to feel like a new experience to me. I'm excited and I'm a little nervous at the same time. A little nervous because, you know, you're coming into a new environment, new people are like that, you know, those type of nerves. And the fact that I have to adjust to having the full time, like I always look forward to, like even if doing the freelance work, if I was doing it 4 or 5, 6 days straight, I always look forward to that day, my day off, my next day off. Whereas now it's like for the past four or five years, I've been looking at people's Facebook and Instagram posts saying, oh, it's Monday. Well, that's going to be me soon. That's going to be me talking about Monday. Except for after my training's over, my Fridays will be my Monday.
Get ready.
That's going to suck, too. Friday being Monday, I'm going to change around my whole thinking. Hit us up, though, 347-637-3859. Of course, you got to hit the number one to put us in, to put you in our, into our caller queue. Caller number nine, I'm giving away. Nah, I'm just playing. I ain't giving away nothing today. But, maybe I might. I might.
It's the last show that we'll be having in this layout for a minute, so maybe.
For at least 3 or 4 weeks. So, yeah, let's figure something out. You ready to take a break, Ms. West?
So I can figure out these notifications, please.
Okay, you've been waiting. Like, yo, take a break. Please take a break. Let me see. What do I want to play? Which one here, Ms. Well? I haven't put anything in here, so.
I can always go for a little woman beating Chris Brown, but. Sorry, Chris.
You trying to assassinate that man's character? I guess you wouldn't. That's not technically assassinating a character, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It would be pretty hard for me to do any more damage.
All right, well, that's what I'll give you, Ms. West. Since you're the first lady of the New Twist Radio, here you go, Chris Brown. Keep it locked up.
Just got enough. There's just time and money, and that's what.
And we're back on the new Twitch show, Jay Christmas West. July 30th. Beautiful day outside here in the city of brotherly love. And we got a couple of things that we're going to have lined up for y'all. But we were talking about, you know, how, you know, this is our last live Tuesday morning show for the next few weeks. Of course, you know, I've stated and I'm very excited about starting a new full-time job. And I just got an alert coming that just came over my desk. Let me try to get it. I'm very excited about starting what I like to call this new chapter in my life. That's how I see it. I've learned so many things over the past 4 years, I guess it is. So many things about myself, so many things about the world that I'm excited to put what I've learned into effect. I'm excited to put what I've learned into motion and just, you know, get the next step, to get the next phase started. That's something I'm excited about. So, you know, I don't know if you've ever had the, I'm sure you have, Ms. West, the, you know, opportunity to feel like you're starting a new chapter in your life. Can you know what I'm feeling? Like, can you relate to that?
For sure. Excuse me, let me clear my throat. For sure, I can definitely relate to that new feeling, that transition period, as I like to call it. That happens all the time. That's constant, and I feel like if you're not going through most of your life, then you're obviously not doing something right.
Not doing something.
If you remain the same, something you're not doing right. I can't say that. I don't honestly believe that life is about staying at the same place you started at. It's about evolving, progressing. Change is constant. It's just one of those things. And the most successful people are usually the ones that can take that. Pop up or random transition or change and keep it moving. So I wish you the best of luck in your transition.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And, of course, you'll be updated step by step, I'm sure, of the many ways that we have access to communication with each other.
I'm sorry. I thought I had turned these notifications off. I really thought I was successful in what I was doing.
I'm not hearing it. I don't hear anything. But
Well, then I was successful. Maybe it's just I can hear something.
Absolutely. Well, I just wanted to make a quick alert of what just came across my desk. Quick announcement of what came across my desk just now here in New Tours Radio Studios. University of Delaware, 72,000 people affected by a hack. 72,000 people.
Wow.
University of Delaware says that employee records of 72,000 people, which includes social security numbers, were breached by criminal hacking. Man, oh man. In a letter dated Monday, the university officials said they experienced a cyber attack which targeted the personal records of both current and former employees, including student workers, that exploited a vulnerability in software acquired by a vendor. University officials said, and along with social security numbers, the files also included names, addresses, and university ID numbers. The university took immediate corrective actions and is working closely with Federal Bureau of Investigation, also known as the FBI, officials, and mandate a leading private computer security firm on the issue. The letter also says that the university continues to investigate the scope of the attack. While this forensic investigation is underway, the university is taking steps to protect itself from future cyber attacks. Those affected by the hack are being offered free credit monitoring. Wow. Which, you know, that kind of makes me wonder, Ms. West. I mean, when you hear something like that, how do you keep your information safe? It just makes me think of companies like LifeLock.
Yeah, there you go. You can pay for a service such as LifeLock. Or, you know, I guess, you know, it's one of those things when people ask, you know, about when it comes to sex and all the things that are going around that you can catch from that, you know, that thing that they say is abstinence. So I would say outside of you going to a company that is, you know, their job is to protect your information that you may put online, is to not put your personal information online.
Mm. But sometimes
that's what you are in the age of online shopping. Yeah, I mean, it seems like everything is online prompted. You bank online. You spend online. You know, everything is done. You purchase things, and it's just the way of the world at this point. Everything is done online, so it's kind of hard. I mean, the wise thing to me is if you do, you know, that's your thing, for you to constantly be putting your personal information online, is for you to have a service that will protect you if somebody gets their hands on it with malicious intent, and if, you know, they try to use it, you got some type of credit alerts or something set up where no one can just automatically set something up in your name, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, it's, some things are just totally unavoidable. I mean, this is something that you didn't have to be online. You could have never online shopped a day in your life. You could have never done anything online a day in your life. It's just the fact that the school had your data in their computer system, and they got hacked. The school's computer system got hacked. So all the information from former employees and current employees are now at risk. Quick shout out to Cowboy Sports, just checked in. Thanks for listening to the New Twist Show. Man, that's a scary thing, though. You know, that's a scary thing. I'm gonna look into these credit monitoring things and, you know, all that good stuff.
I have my own setup with my bank offers it, and then I had, you know, have it through my legal representation. They also provide it, so I'm covered. And I mean, literally, it's been a time when I tried to get something, and they and they contacted me and said, you know, we just wanted to stop it and confirm with you first that this was you authorizing this purchase or authorizing this transaction.
That's pretty cool. Now, how does that work? Do they give you a call, a text, or what? How does that work?
They do. It's a trifecta. Luckily, just in case you may not be near your phone or near your computer or whatever, they text you, they call you, and they also email you. So, and you receive a letter as well as a follow-up to confirm that it was not an account or transaction that you authorized. But even if they allow the authorization to go through at that point, it's like a pending type thing. So if you do contact them back within that certain time period, then they can, I think it's like 15 days, then they can reverse that, and there's no penalty, there's no issue. It's pretty as secure as you're going to get if you're going to put your information out there.
I got you. Hey, well, you know what? Those in this day and age, that might be a thing. That might be something that people need to seriously look into. It might be that.
Did I ever tell you about my ex coworker that had got caught up with her boyfriend for a credit card scam, and they were taking people's information and using it for all types of things: Dodge Chargers, TVs, boats, trips, everything.
What?
This happened, I would say, maybe about two and a half, three years ago.
How much time are they doing?
She actually, I think she took a plea in regard to, I guess, being not the person that had set it up, but just being an accomplice, I guess, or being, you know, just the girlfriend of the guy that was the brain behind it. So she actually did not, she did, they held her for maybe about 3 months until his trial concluded. And then they released her. They released her. I don't know what plea she took, but she's still on probation. She can't get a job with any type of crediting or cash handling or anything like that. So, I mean, it's just, I feel sorry for the young lady. Well, then again, I don't. Honestly, let's be real. Miss West doesn't feel sorry for her.
Man, she did what she did. You know, you got to pay for what you did.
Exactly. And I've been a victim of identity theft. I've been a victim of somebody getting a hold of my bank information and utilizing it and, you know, me having to go through to the woods and back with my bank or my financial institution to have the funds reversed and verify that it wasn't me who did it. So I have no remorse. I have no sympathy for people that still, you know, steal other people's stuff and try to play it off as their own. I just don't. And even if it's not you per se starting it, if you're willing to be involved in that in any manner, I just have no respect for you. Get your own stuff.
Get your own stuff, chump. Out here stealing other people's identities and whatnot. Thank
right.
you.
Right, right. Get yourself together.
I'm trying to be somebody else, chump.
Make yourself better so you ain't got to try. You ain't stealing somebody else's stuff. Jeez. You want to be like somebody else so bad.
Chump.
Dummy. And in most cases, also,
dummy.
Perfect timing. I have another friend that his baby mom actually is in jail as we speak for credit card scamming, for fraud. Yes.
You just got a whole fleet of criminals on your list, huh?
No, not on my list. I just know of these people. I don't. They're not personal friends of mine. But you know, you hear about it on the news and you see it, and this happens. And a lot of people, unfortunately, it's major in this time right now. Identity theft. I mean, you can just tell. I mean, people will hack your Facebook page. People will hack your Twitter, hack your Instagram. I mean, they're hacking things that the information isn't even that crucial. So
it's
a world of people stealing. I don't understand. I don't get it.
I'm with you. I always get nervous when, like, a couple weeks ago, my Twitter was hacked. And I don't know how it happened. Like, I don't know if I clicked on something. I don't remember. You know, you always get those things. I lost weight by doing this. Click here on this link. You know, I've never clicked on one of them links. I don't click on, like, certain videos. I don't click on stuff.
Yeah.
I have no idea how my Twitter was hacked.
I'm a clicker. I click on things when I'm online. And I get calls and I get emails and things of that sort. If I'm logged in through a certain app and it's already attached to my email, I mean, they have their way of following you once you input anything and leave any footprint on the internet. It's crazy. It's really ridiculous. I feel like people need to, again, get your own stuff. Stop trying to steal somebody else's identity. Get your own identity.
Chimp. Terrible. Well, the criminals are always trying to find a way to get over it. And, you know, before, I'm sure that there were a lot of identity thieves out there back in the day that got over before we had all this stuff that we had. I mean, there's always ways to get over it. And once, you know, the good guys catch up, the so-called good guys, once they catch up with it, then there'll be something else. And then,
right.
You know, they'll have to catch up with that. So, you know, it is what it is. It's the world we live in. Protect your stuff. I think I might have to invest in one of them LifeLock situations. I might have to check my bank and see if they have that identity theft thing that you were just talking about.
I'm more than sure that they have the option for you. It may cost you a couple bucks per month, of course. You know, everybody wants to get money from you. But if you feel as though you may be a candidate that it will work best for, then, you know, $10 or $15 that they charge you to watch over it, when you think of it compared to you might be losing out on thousands of dollars, or you know, having to go through the motions of getting this thousands of dollars back from your financial institution or anything, just protecting your information, social security number, things of that sort. You know, you just want to be safe. So,
right. Well, I can dig it. Let's take a real quick break, and I will be right back on the news show. Keep it locked, y'all.
From the bed to the table, to the living room, I'm on your ankle, waiting to see you. Don't go ahead and talk about what you wanted. I know it'd be honest, so girl, just bring your body to me. So I can make you dizzy.
First of all, gonna tell you what I think about every girl in the world thus far. They can't compare to your 5'5 frame. Browns get thick, wish that was not curves. Healing the heels to match and purse. Fresh manicure, feet pedicure. Hair fall is let down to your shoulders. Small boy just went on ring on your fingers. I noticed, head approach like a pimp supposed to. I'm from the town, see the golden sound. Usually let them down for the second round, but I'm tripping now. It's last call, we still at the ball. Lights is on, teacher cut the sound. All I'm hearing is the music saying, it's be like some. So I move to the parking lot and I'm chasing. Forgive me, girl, how quick my pace is. Is that an hourglass? Now turn around. I'm trying to get you. I'm ready to go. If you with it, then I'm with it. Then I'm ready for show. Let's go. Stop wasting days, hours, minutes, and seconds. If you dig my first impression, why the hell you second guessing? I'm just guessing. You just messing. Stop stressing me with the questions. You see the size when I'm flexing. Come on, jump on erections. And I will have you screaming interjections. And don't worry about them keys. Count them different intersections. Come and be part of my collection. I'm joking, but I'm hoping in a minute I'll be poking, talking, stroking like those swimmers do. Baby, I am into you. I'm trying to feel the inner you. So come here, let me into you.
Show, we're back. Jay Christmas West. We've been doing this for 3 years now.
Wow, 3 years.
Has it been 3 years? I just threw that number out there. Has it been 3 years, Miss West?
Are we back?
Yeah, we're back.
Good.
I assume that means you didn't hear the question that I just asked you.
What was it?
I said. Well, let me restart the whole comeback. All right, let me restart. I said. But we're back on the new Twitch show, Jay Christmas West. I said we've been doing this for 3 years now. Wow. And I said, it is 3 years now, Ms. West, isn't it? I just threw that number out there.
It has been 3 years. Three lovely, beautiful, amazingly refreshing years.
Yes, it has. It has been fun, and right now, you know, this is our last show for now. This is our last live Tuesday morning show for now, for the next maybe 3 or 4 weeks, maybe more, but we will be in contact with you.
Right, so make sure you check us out. We're still going to be updating the Facebook page, Twitter, follow our Instagram. You'll still hear from the new Twitch show. And
it's
we
okay.
May try to sneak something in for you all every now and then.
Be on the lookout for new Twitch After Dark. Ooh, can't wait for that. It's going to be some on some Wendy Williams type ish. Y'all don't even know what I'm talking about there. They don't know what we're talking about, Ms. Well. They don't know what we're talking about. So, you were about to say something before
I wanted to replay back from last week real quick for a short moment. When we were discussing the N-word, nigger compared to nigga, and what was the difference, and, you know, who can use it, who shouldn't use it, why they shouldn't use it. And I came across an article from 2 days ago with Michael Eric Dyson, as you all know, well-known professor that has been you know, I guess basically it's always been that versus between him and Bill Cosby as far as the views of how Black America can get out of the, I guess, the slavery, if you want to call it, that they feel that they're in, or get out of that whole disenfranchised minority thing. I don't really know, you know, how you want to take that, but there's always been a debate of the sides. Eric Garson usually taking the side of how, you know, the society pretty much affects the success of Black people and how if we can change things of the society that the success and, you know, progress of African Americans would be different. And then you have the take of Bill Cosby where, you know, he feels like more emphasis needs to be put on the individual as far as taking responsibility and, you know, forcing education. So I came across an article from Eric Dyson where he was upset about Tim Allen. You know Tim Allen from Home Improvement.
Tim the Tool Man Teller?
Tim the Tool Man Teller. He was upset about him stating that, you know, and he's a comedian. As you all know, Tim Allen is a comedian, a very successful comedian. And he, you know, feels as though, Tim Allen feels as though that he should be able to use the N-word and that, you know, white people shouldn't feel, you know, bad or shouldn't be, you know, chastised or bashed for using the word. He pointed out, this is Tim Allen's words, that, you know, in playing a movie with Martin Lawrence, you know, there were times when, you know, Black actors walked up to him and said, you know, included him in referring to him as one of their niggas. And he said that if that can happen when I'm right face to face to you, why when I'm 7 feet away from you, it's not okay for me to say it. So Eric Dyson, had basically really dug Tim Allen a new one for even saying that. He basically said that, you know, no, you're not. It's not okay for you to do it. And I don't have the quote right in front of me, but he said something along the lines of, you know, you all, the white people, you all, referring to white people, invented the word in a negative light for Blacks. He said that Black people took the word and reconformed it and made it something else, and now white people want it back, or white people feel as though they should have that luxury of using the word. He finished saying that white people should not say it ever, never, never. And, you know, basically it was just something, I guess, that Black people should only be able to say. His words were, white people run the world. Basically, why do they have to have this? Why do they have to feel like just because they can't use the N-word that they are, you know, being, you know, pushed away or being, what's the word I'm looking for? But you see what I'm saying. Like they shouldn't they shouldn't have the ability to say it. So I wanted to get the new twist, and I'm going to post this to the Facebook page. I wanted to get the new twist take on that. If you agree with Tim Allen or you agree with Michael Eric Dyson. Are you thinking about it, Jay? I'm waiting. Jay.
Hey, yo, B. What up, A? What we want? Want them to say. Woo!
You gotta play.
back on the new Twitch show, J. Christmas West. Sorry about that abruptness, but that's what happens when you start messing with chords when your foot. And just got to learn how to stay still. Ain't that right, Ms. West?
That's what you got to do. It happens.
Can't help it.
You just got to be right back on top of it. But I did pose a question before we went to that Beyonce song. And before we, you know, get into that, I'm going to give you some time to think about what I said. And, excuse me, I wanted to give a quick shout-out. I thought that we were going to have him call in today, but he may. He may still give a call in today. I have a little note here, if I can find it. So I have to look for it. So we're going to go back to what I was saying. All right, so Eric Dyson versus Tim Allen. Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Tim the Toolman Taylor.
And I just have to say, as a kid, I loved Home Improvement. It was one of Mr. Wilson. It was just like one of...
it wasn't Mr. Wilson. It was Wilson.
I mean, what was his name? Wilson.
Mr. Wilson was Dennis the Menace.
I was a kid, so I've always been a respectful kid. I'm always going to put a Mr. in front of
him. I can dig it.
It was one of my favorites. But what's your take on Tim Allen and his thoughts on being able, as a white man, as a white person, being able to use the word nigga or nigger, you know, especially considering that he's been in a situation that in front of black people, they've talked to him and referred to him as one of their niggas, but yet if he's 7 feet away, it's no longer acceptable for him to use the word. That is unfair and biased against white people for us to feel that way. And Eric Dyson, on the other hand, feels like white people shouldn't deserve to be able to say the word. They made the word in a negative light initially, and black people took it and turned it into something else, he says, and now white people should not be able to use it ever, never, ever, ever, ever. So what's your take on that, Jay?
Well, let me give you a whole bunch of aspects, okay? First of all, I feel as though when a Caucasian person feels like it's not fair that they can't say it, I feel as though that they already say it, and they're scared that they're going to slip and say it in front of black people that don't want to hear them saying it.
Right.
Okay. That's one aspect of it. Another aspect of it, I almost feel like it's unfair that we basically have monopolized the word because we do live in America and it is freedom of speech, and you got to understand that word spoken from the wrong mouth has a negative connotation. Now, and I have white friends and that don't use the word in front of me. Okay. Do they say the word? Probably. They probably do. I coach a high school baseball team, and I've heard the word used by some of the Caucasian players on the baseball team. Now, after I heard the word, I wanted to see what the kid, the African American kids, I wanted to see their reaction to it. But the one particular kid that used it, I think had, I guess. By their standards, had a pass. Okay, I guess he was one of those type kids.
Yeah, it was
because nobody said anything. Nobody batted an eye. Nobody flinched.
Right.
So
black people are giving out passes to certain white people, basically.
I guess if it's amongst your friends, you know, I assume. I mean, my friends don't use them around me.
Yeah, so. I my white friends don't use it around me either. I don't refer to my white friends as my niggas, so I haven't been exposed to that directly. But I can imagine Martin Lawrence and Tim Allen in the same setting, and Martin Lawrence saying this to him, and I can definitely understand Tim Allen's views on, well, why is it okay? You know, why is it okay for me to be referred to as one in one light, but then I can't use the word in another light? That is pretty unfair.
Right. I mean, I guess it is unfair, but hey, life's not fair. So
and I
got
think that's really what Michael Eric Dyson's side is, that, well, oh, well, you gave it up. You know, you made the word a negative light. Now you want it back. You can't have it back. So, I mean, I really don't know what side of the fence I'm on with that. I honestly don't feel like there will ever be really a resolution to the word and, you know, its connotation and who can use it and how it can be used. I never feel like there's going to be unanimous vote on that. And honestly, it's really sad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad, and it's just one of those things that, you know, we don't know how it's going to turn out. You know, we don't know what's going to happen. When we talk about stuff like this, I just kind of wonder how are things like this in other countries handled? Is the word viewed the same in other countries as it is in this country? Speaking of which, along the same lines, Italian. What was the Italian? I'll have to look it up. There's a black woman in Italy. She holds some type of power. I don't know if she was a prime minister or if she was some type of preacher, something. But she had bananas thrown at her at some event she was at, some type of thing. She had bananas thrown at her. So we know racism exists all throughout the world because there's black people all throughout the world. Okay? This was in Italy. All right? I made the mention of how sometimes, soccer is huge in other countries. And you know, sometimes a team will have a black player on their team, and they'll throw bananas. The Flyers have a black man on their team. They went last season, they went overseas to play some exhibition games, the Philadelphia Flyers. And, you know, there were people who threw bananas on the ice when this kid hit the field.
Wow.
So, you know, we know these things exist. You know, in other countries, they're not called African Americans. I don't know what they call black people. You know, probably just black. But there's got to be, like we said last week, there's got to be some type of open dialogue. It's got to be open.
Sure.
And I don't think we'll ever come to an agreement that white folks using the word is okay. I don't think we'll ever come to that, because when white folks were using the word, it was in the most negative connotation ever. 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 It just is what it is. Ever. I was reading something that somebody posted on Instagram the other day about the slave owner mentality of breeding slaves. And it read something, I don't remember it word for word, but it read something along the lines of, when we breed niggers, we want to have the male nigger and the female nigger breed each other, and hopefully, or some, they would have two, and they just kept using the word nigger. It wasn't slave, it wasn't person, it was nigger. Every single
wow.
Mention. Have a child nigger, so we can breed the two children nigger. Like, it was, that's what it was. So, I mean, if you want to look at it at the historical aspect, no, there will never be an occasion where using that word will be okay for white people. And unfortunately, black folks feel that it is okay for them to use, because we feel like we use it as a term of endearment. I use the word. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm all high and mighty and I don't use the word. I've used the word. I use it. I'll probably use it today. You know what I mean? But I also make sure I use it in, I guess, what could be considered the proper situations. I won't use that word. I almost did one time. I almost did, and I didn't. I don't use that word. I don't use it. I don't use the word in front of white people, in front of Caucasians. I just don't, because I don't want there to be any confusion. I don't want to be able to say, I don't want them to say, well, you use the word all the time. Well, I don't use it in front of you, so you wouldn't know that. You understand what I'm saying? So in the same aspect that white folks, we don't like white folks using the word in front of us, I don't think we should use the word in front of them. That's how I feel about it. I just don't think
does it's that, but let me ask you, does that change the meaning of the word? Are we trying to change the meaning of the word? Or is it just one of the things where you just want to have control over who gets to say it and who doesn't? I mean, does it make it any better?
If you look at this, the historical contents of the word, you can say, yes, the meaning of the word has been changed when black folks use it. Okay, because like I said, black folks like to say they use it as a term of endearment, which in if you use your context clues, you know, everybody learns about context clues, you know, when in elementary school or whatever, if you use your context clues, yes, they do. That's my nigga right there. My niggas is over there. But they could easily substitute that word with my friends. But for some reason, we don't like to use the word friends. That's my friend right there. Okay.
Right.
Now, and when I think about it, I think about, like, I've said a million times, I'm a big fan of comedy. Old comedy, new comedy, big fan of comedy. You listen to Richard Pryor, you listen to Red Fox, you listen to Robin Harris, you listen to all those people. They use the word. And I kind of feel like they are responsible for the flipping of the word. But there was a point in Richard Pryor's career where he stopped using the word. And there was a point where he went over to Africa to do a show. And he said, I don't know if you ever saw this stand-up. I have a few Richard Pryor stand-ups here. He said, I went over to Africa to do a show. He said, and I didn't use the word nigga one time. He said, because I looked out in the crowd and I didn't see not one nigga. I just saw people. I just saw black people. I just saw beautiful people. Not one nigga. So he stopped using the word. Stop using the word nigga. Now, he's part responsible for, I think, the flipping of the word. You know, black folks use it in their own home. They use it around their own friends, you know, in the cases like that. So, but if you take it from a historical perspective, that word has such a negative connotation to it that it coming from the mouths of white people and watching Roots, they want to show Roots every year, watching movies like Roots, watching stuff like Queen and Color Purple, you know, stuff like that, just the historical aspect of the word. We don't feel like we can accept that from white people. I just feel that way. Has the word changed? In the mind of black people, yes. In the mind of black people, it's changed. But only changed in the use of black people, in the mind of black people. Has it changed in the use of white people from the mind of black people? Probably not. That's why we don't want them using the word.
Yeah. In our head, and I'm just speaking as a whole. I mean, this is not Ms. West's personal opinion, but I think as a whole, black people just are not at that point, and I don't think they really will ever be at that point of being comfortable hearing that from someone of a white background.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. But let's move on. I did come across the information that I was looking for, finally. And I'm just going to give a shout out to the guest that I had that was due to call in today. He runs a nonprofit basketball league here in the Philadelphia area. It's called Straight to the Rack, which is a competitive unlimited men's basketball league that currently is looking for sponsors and currently accepting advertisement from businesses big and small. So if you're in the Darby area or Southwest Philadelphia, on Monday, Wednesday, or Thursday, you can stop by at 1022 Ridge Avenue. They have great games, future stars, got a lot of local talent out there, and they also have some great food. I stopped by last Monday, and it was really a good time. So the entertainment starts at 6:30 every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They are currently looking for teams to take on for the next season. So if you have a group of people that you want to get together, or you're a fan or you're a sports enthusiast and you want to play, right here in the Philadelphia area, you can contact them. The website is straighttotheracksinc.com, and I'm going to post that to Facebook. That's straight, number two, DARACSinc.com. They have over 140,000 viewers now, currently. You can see every picture, and I believe they might have some videos from the games that occur each Monday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And you can also find them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or you can just, like I said before, visit their website and check out. And if you want to be a part of that, get involved. If you are looking to be a sponsor, you can either email them directly. If you want to reach out to us in the Twitch show, we'll pass that information along.
Absolutely. Shout out to them, man, doing big things. Didn't you say something about they were having a game, too? Was it Southwest versus Derby?
They are. They have a big event coming up at the end of August. I need to confirm that date, and I'll be making sure that I'll update you all with that as soon as possible. And they're going to do a charity event, which will be the Derby Southwest area versus Uptown area, which I live in currently. And if anybody knows, you know, history as far as, you know, Philly, then, you know, that should be a pretty great environment because it's kind of like one of those Brook versus West Philly football games or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those,
yeah,
those type of rivalries that have lasted pretty much forever when it comes to the court between the two sections of the city. So that should be really entertaining. It's going to be major. It's going to be a huge turnout. So make sure that you, you know, look forward to that. Tell a friend. And again, if you play ball and you're interested in getting involved in this guy's thing, I mean, I'm always about people helping people. So if you're, you know, if you want to take something that you love, your passion, and make it so you can turn it and give back to the community, more power to you.
Absolutely. Maybe we'll see Hector intern there. You know, he's from Derby. He lives over on the Derby side of town. Well, maybe we'll see. Maybe he'll be there.
Yeah, I'll reach out to him, and maybe he knows some people that may want to get involved, or being from the Derby area, may want to help with sponsoring, you know, this nonprofit that's trying to give back to their community.
Absolutely. Shout out to them. And I want to give a real quick shout out to Sky Neild. You may not know who he is, but I'm about to tell you who he is. He is one of the instructors over at Live Train Evolve. He's formerly known as Seven Fitness. He is the kid I was telling you about. He's the son of the instructor of the kickboxing class over there, and he also instructs like the younger kids. So he just turned 15 years old, but he's having a his first amateur fight this weekend. Next weekend he's having his first amateur fight on the 10th up in Long Island, New York. So shout out to him. We may take a trip up there and support, show our support, the Evolve gang or Evolve team Evolve. I don't know if we come up with a name yet, but shout out to him. So we're going to
definitely
goes out there and comes out with the victory and you know, sheds some light on his career. Let me tell you something. The boy is bad. The boy is bad. I'll put that boy up against any untrained adult in a fight.
Mhm.
I put him up against him. He's a bad man. Let me tell you right now. I sparred with him a couple of times. That's a bad boy right there. So shout out to him. I know his pops is getting him ready for the fight, and you know, hopefully come out on top. Has his hand raised at the end.
Sure.
Hopefully. So.
For sure.
So you ready to take another break, Ms. West?
Yeah.
You sure? You sure about that?
Yeah, we'll come back. We got some more for you. Don't go anywhere.
Keep it locked, y'all. It's new to a show.
I'm Ian. I'm 6. Hey, I have diabetes. I was 100 the day before I got diabetes. It's not that good. Diabetes is weird. Do you have diabetes?
Yep. My name's Kim. I have diabetes.
In my life, There will be a cure.
How can you help?
Dear parents, much of what we learn in this world comes directly from you. Whatever your message is, it will become part of us forever.
Please teach us to accept one another. Teach us to respect one another.
Please, do not fill our minds with hatred. Do not expose us to bigotry.
Do not teach us to judge each other
by race,
religion,
orientation, or the color of our skin.
Teach us the concept of tolerance.
Teach us to understand one another.
Teach us to accept people
of different cultures
and persons with different beliefs than yours.
Please help us to create a world
where every man, woman, and child is treated equally.
Dear parents,
please don't teach us words of hate.
We learn from you every moment.
If you use certain words
which might be hurtful to others,
we will repeat that word.
Please don't show us acts of hate.
If you act against people of different faith,
we will repeat your actions.
Dear parents, we are your children.
And we are relying on you
to help us create a world where every person is tolerant of one another.
Thank you.
my nigga Prince. I can't help it. I have to.
And we're back on the new Twist show.
We're back.
That's my jam. That's my favorite song.
That's my
favorite.
Oh, my Lord. That just made my day. I'm about to go out here and take over the world.
Well, I'm glad I could do that for you, Ms. West. I'm glad I could make
you
a date.
Love me some Prince. I mean, that's the most feminine-looking man ever on this planet. But it's just
even more feminine than the guy that was at the poker table the other day with me?
Yes, you already know. Because Prince, he wouldn't have stopped there. First of all, he would have looked good in it. It would have been designer. And he would have flowed with it. He would have had the accessories, the gold rings and things that glimmered. It would have been an event all in itself. So it's crazy how a woman, a heterosexual woman, can have this attraction to this feminine man. I don't understand why
would
I even feel this way. Why I have this connection with Prince in that manner?
Would you be with him? You would definitely.
I would definitely. Who am I to say no to Prince?
I couldn't say no. That would be blasphemy.
I couldn't say no to.
But he's like the only dude on earth that can get away with it, ain't he?
He is.
I wouldn't try it at all. Like I just.
Please don't
never.
Try it. Please don't wear a blouse. Don't do it, J. Chris. No.
Oh man. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the TV, and this commercial just came on with a kid running down the hall with his little toilet. Mommy, I'd use the potty, and he got it spilling all over the place. That's a nasty commercial, man. I'm sorry. I don't care if you're a little kid, and that's a nasty commercial. Why are you running around with the toilet spilling his pee all over the place?
Oh, wow. I just saw something come over that I'm quite interested in. BMW will be coming out with an electric car.
Like a hybrid?
Looks like it. It's really funny looking. I'll post it to the Facebook page. It's interesting. The interior looks amazing, but the outside looks pretty weird. But that's kind of interesting to think that foreign cars would go in that direction of following that, I guess, is that American trend to be so green. Everybody wants to be green. You got green houses, green cars, mm-hmm. green everything.
And then you drive a BMW, correct?
I do.
How do you like it? Are you enjoying it?
I love her. I've loved her since the first time that I've pushed her gas.
Now can I ask
her.
You can I ask you a personal question that I don't know if you'll want to answer on air about your car?
Sure.
How much is the insurance on that? Is it crazy?
Honestly, it's not as much of a difference that you would think. It's just slightly different. Not even I wouldn't even say a $100 difference or additional.
Are we talking per month or the entire 6 month period?
Yeah, for the entire policy. Yeah, it's not that, and maybe I just, got that pull where, it's not, but, or maybe not, maybe it's everybody. I don't think it's that much of a difference, no. But since you want to talk about it in my car, what I do not love about driving this foreign beach is that she is a gas guzzler. She drinks it like, she's a fish in water, and gas at this time, have you seen the gas prices?
Yes.
$4.15 for premium gas.
I just put $78 in my tank the other day.
Jeez, it's ridiculous. Where do they think we can get this money from? I rode past 4 gas stations yesterday to get to one that was $4.03 a gallon, and I was happy I found that. So that is crazy. What is going on? Have you heard anything?
Do you use Gas Buddy?
I do not. It sounds like I should be using Gas Buddy.
As soon as this show is over, I want you to go into your app store and download the Gas Buddy app.
You know what I'm a big fan of? I if it's going to help me. What I'm big on the A-plus to no goal awards. I go in there and I buy random things that I don't even like. Gotten to that point where the gas price has taken over my life. I walk into the store, I see that they'll give me 5 cents off if I buy a orange crush soda. Guess who buys 4 orange crush sodas?
Wow.
It's like these prices, the weight it has on me is crazy because I'm not going to sit still. And I didn't buy the car to sit it on my block. The car has to drive. That's one thing about a BMW. You have to drive it. You have to put that thing on the road. It's the driving machine. It's the reason they named it that. They want you to drive. You have to drive it, or the car will be done. You won't have a car. So
right.
I'm not going to sit still. I mean, it's not even in me to sit still. If I BMW or Corolla, I'm not going to sit still. So I put the gas in there. But Jesus is taking over my life. I'm definitely going to download that Gas Buddy app. Sounds like that'll help me out.
It might. I mean, gas is still going to be expensive, but yeah, download the Gas Buddy app. You'll be able to find the better price in your area. I guess I'm giving them free advertisement right now, but I'm giving them, I mean, they'll give you the better price in your area. You can go by price or you can go by, you know, how close the station is to you.
Yeah. Because I figure if you're going to travel darn near 20 miles out of your way just to get gas, does it really make sense?
No, that doesn't, but you know, if you can find one a little closer, that, you know, 5-7 cents cheaper, it might help you out a little bit. Either way, it's still going to burn a hole in your pocket.
A little bit. I definitely, before, because we only got 10 minutes left in the show, so I definitely want to say, you know, profess my professional love for you, J. Chris. I'm definitely going to miss these Tuesday mornings. So again, like you said earlier, make sure you look out and listen out for us starting New Twist After Dark. Mm-hmm. It's going to get raunchy. Y'all ain't
gonna
seen this West After Dark.
Going to get raunchy. It's going to get a little crazy.
You know.
A little crazy.
I get a little crazy sometimes. Remember that off of Don't Be a Menace? Since
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking when the rotate starts spinning around.
Yeah. I get a little, I probably shouldn't drink. I can get a little crazy.
Yo, that role she played in that movie made me not like her. Like, she was in, when she was on the Steve Harvey Show, I used to love her. But when she played that role on Don't Be a Menace, it was like, oh, no, ew. When she turned around with that blue face or whatever it was, oh, nah, no.
I have to put, if we're going to talk most ratchet movies in history, that's definitely probably up there in my top 3.
Oh, that's got to be up there. That movie, oh, yeah. Oh, that's got to be up there. That one's got to be up there.
So let's have some fun here. Since we only got a few more minutes. What would be the top 3 most ratchet movies of all time thus far?
Well, that one's
definitely
on
that up there. Yeah. That one's up there for sure. Don't Be a Menace to South Central. Anything that has 10 words or several words like that in the title, you already know it's going to take a spot in the most ratchet.
What you think about the movie? I'm going to name 2 movies that came out around the same time. Okay.
Okay.
Booty Call. You remember that movie? Tommy Davis and Jamie Foxx.
Definitely.
Foxx.
Of course. The Saran Wrap.
Mm-hmm.
How can you forget? How can you forget? Okay, I'll give that some play. So I can see that being up there in the most ratchet. What else we got?
Sprung.
Say it again.
Sprung.
Have I seen that? What's the cast?
Who was
old
in that? Joe Guy. Was it Guy Tori or Joe? It was Guy Tori. Tisha Campbell.
Guy Tori is the guy from Poetic Justice. Confirm that for
me. Yeah, Chicago.
Okay.
Right. Chicago.
Got you.
It was Guy Tori. It was Tisha Campbell. It was the one girl. She always plays a ratchet role in almost everything she's in. I don't know what her name is, and I don't know what the light-skinned guy's name was that was in it. But she was like, I'm trying to think of what else she played in where she played that ratchet role. Do you remember the TV show The Wayans Brothers?
Yeah.
Do you remember the girl that worked in inside that building? She had like a clothing stand or something like that. She was like real. Marlon loved. I think Marlon. I don't know if Marlon dated her, but Marlon liked her.
Yeah, the naturally curly chick. If I'm not mistaken, she has a really tight curl, long hair.
Nah, she always had like the. Oh, okay. Here's who she. I'll tell you. You'll know who she is when I say this. She was the girl in Friday that was on the phone with Craig. That was like, who you go to the show with last night?
What's her name? Paula J. Parker, or
I think is that her name? I think that might be a name.
Do you remember years ago? Wow, we have really been doing this for years. I told you that my friends. So, like, that's my celebrity lookalike.
I do remember you saying, yes, that's right. I do remember you saying that. I do.
And I said, well, why I got to be the most ratchet chick in black acting history? It's like, why? I'm compared to Maya on Girlfriends. I'm compared to, I said, well, wow, Miss West. I mean, that must really be something else. I must really be a handful. Do I talk that much?
I don't know.
I was about to say no cricket, just close the response.
I only hear from you every now and then, so I don't know.
that's the going consensus that I may have a little bit too much to say.
I got another one for you. Now what's the judgment on those movies we just saw? Of course, we Don't Be a Menace. That's one. Sprung and Booty. You still don't remember what Sprung is? Sprung is definitely.
But you know what's funny to me is that all three movies named are black movies.
Oh yeah, I mean that's where I gotta go. I can't think of any other ones that from other. Unless you want to go American Pie.
American Pie could definitely be considered one of the top most ratchet movies.
How about How to Be a Player?
For sure. Anything with Bill Bellamy in it to me is just a little ratchet. I don't know if it's the S curl or what it is that gets me, but yeah.
I'm trying to look over here at my DVD stand, but I can't really. Some of them are turned around, so I can't see them. I can't see them.
What do we got? Something. I can't really think of anything right now. And the thing is, my mind is popping out titles to me, but I don't want to name another black movie. So until my mind...
I'll give you a TV show that was ratchet.
Give it to me.
In Living Color. Ratchet.
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 Now, okay. Now you wanna go to movies from the other. Let's see. Now we already said American Pie, so I guess that would put all the whole series in there, right?
It would. They're all one.
Let me think. What about what's that movie? Superbad.
Never thought.
Okay. All right.
Ted. Ted would be up there in the ratchets.
Yeah, and I only saw like 2 minutes of that movie, but yes. Yeah. <I did.
laughs> I actually just recently, just last week, was able to watch it all the way through. I had never, I said to myself, yeah, I'll go see it when it came out in the movies, but I never did. And I finally got a chance to watch it, and yeah, that's pretty ratchet.
Yeah. Yeah, Ted is, yeah. Let's see.
You sound like an old man. I love how old people.
I can't think of, Let me think. Because I know, like, if you just think of that whole crew of the guys that are in Superbad,
yeah.
Like if you just think of that whole crew, just think of the movies that they're in, and you could probably call them ratchet.
Hangover, right.
Is Hangover ratchet, though?
I think so.
The first one was pretty good. I guess you could say.
Yeah. Anything where, you know, you're waking up from being so drunk, profusely drunk, that you have a tattoo on your face, that would be in the right. You got to be pretty ratchet to come up with a storyline like that.
Probably. I'm trying to think of another one. Let's see. That's a tough one. It's a tough one to find movies of other races that could be ratchet.
Well, thankfully, we don't have to rack our brain any longer about it, and because we only got 2 minutes left.
Less than that, actually, according to the timer here. We got less than everybody got about a minute left.
Yeah, so I'm going to give my quick final thoughts. Again, make sure y'all, just because we won't be airing live on Tuesday, make sure you stay with us on Facebook, The New Twist Show, Twitter, The New Twist Show, Instagram, New Twist Show. What else we got going on, Jay?
New Twist After Dark will be coming. Our YouTube page, check out our YouTube page. Some of our older interviews are on there.
Don't forget, just because we're not going to be airing, you know, you can still go on to our blog talk. I believe that, you know, other shows associated with our network can be viewed there as
Absolutely.
Well. But my final words would be just one quick quote, accept failure as part of the process. And I'm really much to the fan talking to myself. I'm a work in progress, and I'm just, you know, I'm like Jay, I'm at a transition phase as well in my life, in my career, and failure is very much crucial in success. You have to fail. If not several times more, you know, it happens. Accept it, take it on, get by it, move past it. That's it.
And to add to that, how would you know how sweet success feels if you don't fail once in a while?
You ain't never lied about that, sweet thing.
It is what it is. So real quick, I just want to mention real quick that I think these new commercials on TV with Mr. Clean, where he's like an animated character and he walks around and stuff, but don't say a word. I think they're weird. Okay, I think Mr. Clean looks where he has a little. I just saw one where he had like a little kid, Mr. Clean kid, washing the window. Okay, I think they're a little weird. They're a little strange to me.
It's a baby Mr. Clean, like a
it's
younger.
Like a little, it's like a baby Mr. Clean with a bald head and everything. I think they're very weird. Okay, I'm not feeling them. I don't like them. They're weird. I want to continue to see them for some reason, but they're weird. They bother me. Okay. I saw one where Mr. Clean was like arm wrestling somebody, and it was just kind of weird. All right, I'm just saying.
it's getting a little weird.
It's getting a little weird. But, yeah, like Ms. West said, man, we're both at a transition phase in our life, and for the next few weeks, we won't be broadcasting live on Tuesday mornings anymore. So we're going to, you know, figure out when we'll broadcast live. It might not be the same day every week, but we will get to you. And like she said, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all that good stuff at The New Twist Show. And we'll keep you updated, you know, and when we come back, it'll be like when we came back the last time. Whew, it's going to be something ridiculous, I'm going to tell you right now, because we're going to have stories. Ms. West going back to Jamaica, you know, last time she had some stories that I don't know if she ever really told the story, but
I told enough.
We'll try to get it out of her again, and she's going to have pictures and stuff, I'm sure. Be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for New Twist After Dark. Be on the lookout for New Twist Radio. Shout out to the BDSR Network. And shout out to Block Street. Shout out to Liv Trini Bob, you know, formerly known as Seven Fitness. And that's what it is, man. I guess I just ended like I always do. Man, it's not about who you know. It's about who knows you. Get out there, market yourself, and meet some people. Do something nice for somebody today. Today's a beautiful day. Get out there, enjoy the day. Get some of that sun on your skin. Get some of that sun-drenched skin.
Get you beautiful. A pee.
Let Block, let God's light blind you a little bit. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. But that's all I'm going to say.
We love y'all.
We love y'all for loving us. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to y'all next time. Peace.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.